You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The 46th edition of the SADC Summit has recently concluded in Durban in KZN. We're going to be reflecting on this particular summit and getting a sense of some of the key outcomes of the summit. I'm joined on the line by board member at Business Unity South Africa, Dr. Stavros Nicolaou, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Stavros, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly an important time to be having conversations around expanding regional cooperation and improving regional relationships. What was in focus at this year's summit?
Jimmy, firstly, good afternoon to you and also to all the listeners. And it's a great pleasure to be back on your show. It's always appreciated. The main theme that I picked up, and the summit was a 24-hour summit, literally, because it only ended at close to midnight last night. The main takeout for me as a business person or someone from the South African business community was twofold. Number one is most, if not all, countries around the world and all regions are looking to diversify their economic partnerships and their trade. And charity very often starts at home. SADC, which consists of 16 countries, not the wealthiest countries, not by any stretch, but they certainly represent a sizable market if you get integration, if you get internal collaboration and intra-country trade and investment, then it's sizable. It's not massive, but it's sizable. But it's also the region that we belong to, and it is a very much a proximity discussion as well for us. So leveraging volumes, getting economies of scale in the region is not insignificant in the broader Africa continental free trade area discussion, which you cited very early on in this interview. The second and probably the most important thing I took out, and this was reinforced by President Ramaphosa in his new capacity as SADC chairperson for the next 12 months. Of course, we assumed the chair from Zimbabwe. And the president was very clear and very strong on the need to industrialize the region. He spoke very much about beneficiation. Many, if not all of the 16 SADC countries are highly seized with primary commodities, minerals, primary commodities, which inevitably get exported as raw materials and get re-imported as manufactured goods into our region. And the president was very strong on the need for us to double down our efforts to collaborate on industrialization. So that was the key takeout. It's his apex priority, if I'm to look at it. And that is the agenda that he will most pursue, I believe, in the next 12 months. Now, that's easier said than done, because a lot of this depends on the policies of each of these individual countries, the procurement, the purchasing policies. But one thing is for certain, I think at very least, if during our presidency of the SADC, if we can achieve a level of coordination around pooled procurement or consolidating volumes, then that in itself will give leverage and will give momentum to both localization and also industrialization in the region.
Stavros, when we look at the gathering that took place, the Southern African Development Community is but one aspect of the continental trade conversations. We know, of course, the African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement that is in place aims to strengthen our relationships on the continent more broadly. I want to get your thoughts around how we then leverage SADC, we leverage the Continental Free Trade Area, and reposition Africa as a continent in global trade, because regional cooperation is but the first step. I suppose the broader conversation here eventually then becomes, how do we leverage that regional cooperation into global cooperation?
I think most people on listening in will recognize the challenges of giving practical expression or implementing the free trade agreement. You have 54 countries, different procurement rules, different procurement policies. I think we all know that Africa is not one single homogeneous continent. So it is challenging. And the best way to achieve this, I believe, and so do many others, that if you start achieving this at a regional level, so you look at getting this right in East Africa, in SADC, West Africa, then your chances of integrating down the line are significantly improved. And that is why I said at the beginning of this interview, you know, charity starts at home. I think if we want to increase intra-trade, by intra I mean countries within the continent trading with each other, if we want to attract intra-country investment, then we have to look at doing this at a regional level first, so that you can leverage enhanced volumes. You know, one country dealing on its own, or two or three countries, is not going to give you the size and the scope of what you need. But if you eventually get to, you know, 300-400 million population size regions, and those stack up over time, you can eventually get to the full 1.4 billion people on the continent. But our continent desperately needs investment. It needs to industrialize to create jobs, but more importantly, to grow domestic and regional economies, we need to be industrializing. And I'm enormously pleased that South Africa is focusing its presidency for the next 12 months on driving industrialization in the region.
A deeper focus on industrialization in the SADC region, but also broadly on the African continent. This is how we start to strengthen regional partnerships and ensure that those partnerships benefit our own economy, but also those of our neighboring countries. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Board member at Business Unity South Africa, Dr. Stavros Nicolaou, joining us to take a look at the outcomes of the latest SADC summit and where it is that we go to from here.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.